Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
God, Lord God, you join the remnant, God, of the Osiah, God, that will be able to hear you, because you said, my sheep know my voice, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. And Lord, as we cry out to you, Lord God, we lift up our soul, Lord. Remind me of the Osiah, God. Lord God, because we trust in you, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, let not our enemy, God, triumph over us. Let them not trample us, Lord God, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, this morning, Oshaya, God, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for our atmosphere of prayer, Lord God, because in this atmosphere, Lord God, in the troubling of the water, Lord God, the Oshaya, God, there is healing, the Oshaya, God, there is deliverance, Lord God, and your people shall be set free, Lord God, by the sound of my voice, Lord God, as the water is troubling the Osiah, God. Lord God, they will be made whole, Lord God. They will be able to pick up their bed and walk, Lord God. But it's according unto their faith, God. You say, will thou be made whole? Oh, God, not just the body, but the whole man, the body, the spirit, and the soul. God. Lord God, Lord God, I hear you speaking in the right ear, of your people, Lord God. Lord God, you will flow. You will pour out your spirit, God, up on all flesh, Lord God. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I'm on the Oshaya, God. This is the hour, Lord God. This is the hour of the prophetic. This is the hour, Lord God. I'm on the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, that I'm bringing my remnant into Oshaya, God. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. I'm on the God. Tune in, higher your ear. I'm on the Oshaya, God, unto what I'm saying. Higher. Oh, glory to the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, there will be no distraction, God. Lord God, there will be no confusion, Lord God. There will be no big eyes or little eyes, but unity. Takatana, nabakatana. Yamani, Oshaya. He said, let brotherly love continue. Let me be the Oshaya, God. In this hour, my name is the Oshaya, God. Let me be the Oshaya, God. I am my brother and sister keeper. He said, let the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Projection, Oshaya, God. Project your vocal cord. Project your voice. Project your sound in this hour. Oshaya, God. Because I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy God, Oshaya, God, that raised from the dead. Oshaya, God. I am the God that will release signs and miracles and wonders in the hour of my meeting of Oshaya, God. I will realign the Oshaya, God. I will make that which is crooked straight. I will destroy my Nikobo Naya. I will destroy Anana di Oshayaga. I will destroy Kataya, the Oshayaga. The works of the enemy, enough of the wickedness, enough of the iniquity, I will get rid of the Ichabod. Oh, glory to God. I keep saying Ichabod. Where God's spirit, God, have departed. He said, I will mark Katana Nidioshakayaga. I will expose the witches of indoors. Upon the earth. Because that spirit has been nikikatakaya. It has been released within my body. Oh my God. Repent. It's a time of repentance. Because I love you. I desire no one to perish. Repent and return and from your wickedness your vain imagination. Pulling down strongholds of your mind and in Yoshikaya. Oh God, we thank you today, God, for the washing, of the whole man, for the healing of the whole man, Lord God, forgive us, on this day, God, forgive us, God, even for hidden sin, sins that we don't even know about, sins that we do know about, sins that we inadvertently do, God, and we know it's wrong. Lord, forgive us. Oh, God, as David said, Lord God, created me a clean heart, God, renewing us, God, the right spirit, God. Lord, he said, purge him with his supper, a cleansing angel, and it's a purging that's going on, this hour, in this season, in this month. And when the purging is completed, then it said, created me that clean heart and that right spirit, which is yours. Lord, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, as a purging, God, that it's been a release. God, it's pouring, God is pouring, God, and pouring in glory to God. Glory to your name on this morning, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you today, God, as we pray, God. Oh, God, for every soul that come in up on the line, God. We pray for our government, Lord God. Not only our government, Lord God, every government around the world, Lord God. Lord God. Because this line will be heard worldwide, Lord God, not just today, God, but tomorrow in the future, Lord God, as they hear the prayers on the Nibioshiah, God. We pray for their future, Lord God, our future, which would be their present, God. Oh, my Nibioshiah, God, let them hear, Lord God, as the Spirit is saying unto the church, Lord God, because your word stands the same, God, when we are praying it, Lord God, and when they are hearing it, it is the same word, Lord God, that we may use different method, God, but it is your word that never changes, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you this morning, God, because early this morning, you're the one that woke us up, Lord God. It wasn't a alarm clock, God, even though it may a sound, but it was you that touched our spirit, Lord God, because if you had not touched our spirit, regardless of the alarm clock, regardless of a cell phone ringing, regardless if someone called us by our name, God, but Lord God, if you didn't command our spirit to wake up this morning, Lord God, it wouldn't have happened, Lord God. Oh God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, and in your shire, God, that you are our Father, which art in heaven, Lord God. Lord God, that we can look to the hills for what cometh our help, God. Our help comes from you, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that you have already prepared us, God. You can need emotionalize, God, for what's to come and what is happening in this world and in our economy, Lord God, and the emotionalize, God. Lord God, even in the economy of the food and the price wars and the things have gone up, Lord God. Bread in some areas, $5. Eggs is $5 to $7 and $8, Lord God. Oh, God, but David said, I was once young, but now he's older. He said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread, God. Lord God, you brought your people through the pandemic, God. Oh, God, maybe you'll shy, God, because you never left us, God. You said you would never leave us, God, that you would go with us, Lord God. Ends of the world, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, we don't have to worry about the bread, Lord God. We don't have to worry about the skyrockets of bills and what things are costing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you provide in everything that we need on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, and in Yoshua, God, as we are your people, God, and the sheep of your pastures, God. Lord God, as we continue to repent, Lord God, as we continue to look to you, Lord God. Lord God, in this hour, God, as we pray, Lord God, and as your word tells us, God, you said it's my people, Lord God, it's your people that you're calling out, God. Your people that you make a clarion call to, God. You said it's my people, Lord God, which are called by my name, Lord God. Lord God, it is already sealed, God. You have already made a difference right here, Lord God, on who you are speaking to, Lord God. You're calling and you're talking to your people, God, that are called by your name, Lord God, that are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that are born again believers. believers, Lord God, that is the ecclesia, Lord God, which is the called, God, which is called by my name, Lord God. Lord God, you said we shall humble ourselves, God, God, and pray, Lord God, in this hour, God, Lord God, in the Oshaya, God, that you're leading us in, you're guiding us to humble ourselves, and pray now, Lord God, in the Oshaya, God, and as we pray, Lord God, we will continue to seek your face, pray and seek your face, Lord God, and then you told us to turn from our wicked ways, Lord God. You said only then, Lord God, hey, the Messiah, God, then will we hear from heaven, not the Messiah, God. Lord God, we have to humble ourselves, God. We have to pray, Lord God. We have to seek your face, Lord God. We have to turn, my little Messiah, God. We have to turn, God. We have to turn from every evilness. We have to turn from every wickedness, God. We have to turn from the lust of the flesh, God. We have to turn from anything, God, that is not like you, Lord God. Then you said, then, God, we will hear from heaven, God. Lord God, we will hear, Lord God, because we have been sanctified by you, God. Oh, my Messiah. And then you said you will forgive us of our sin. Oh, my Messiah, God. And then as you forgive us our sin, God, oh, God, you say you will heal the land. God, you will heal our land, Lord God. Oh, my God, because we know what sin does, God. Lord God, sin stinks to your master, God. Sin is a reproach to any people, God. Oh, God, sin leaves a scar. Sin is like cancer, God. Oh, God, it eats away. Not of only the flesh, God, but of the soul and the spirit, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you. God. We thank you, Lord God, for your visitation in the Oceania, God. We thank you, Lord God, for going down the spine of your people, Lord God. God, going down to the root cause of the sin and snatching it out, God. And then, Lord God, that you, as they repent, Lord God, you're healing the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, God. God. Lord God, I pray for the visionary. God, as I put a prayer covering over him, God. Oh, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Angels, Lord God. Lord God, will take him up, God. I'm on the Oshaya, God. Will not dash his feet against the rock, God. Lord God, you will lift him up. I'm Oshaya, God. Lord God, angels, God, are surrounding him, God. Lord God, the darts of the enemy, God, it shall not penetrate, God. He shall not feel a sting, God. He shall not feel the aftermath, Lord God, in the Oshaya, God, of his teaching, of his prayers, God, of his prophetic ministry, of his prophetic voice, of his prophetic sound, God. It is covered, come on, Oshaya, God. It is covered in the Most High God with the blood of the Most High God, the blood that the Most High God that was shed on Calvary, God, the blood, Lord God, that raised up from the dead, the blood, Lord God, that healed the sin sick soul, God, the blood of Jesus, God. Oh God, we cover him now, God. His equilibrium, God. We cover it, God. We cover his mind, God. Every cell, every neuron in his brain, God. The vortex, God, that it is, God. The frontal, God. The side and the back, God. Of his brain, Lord God. Lord God, we cover the casing of it. It is, God. I call the skeletal part, Katana, God, that protects it, Lord God. Lord God, we declare, God, that a supernatural, Lord God, that it is Oshaya, God, a skeletal, God, that it is Oshaya, God, frame that covers the brain, God, the medulla of the brain, Oshaya, God. Lord God, it is Oshaya, God, continue, God, to stretch out in him, God. Higher, God. Lord God, even as you did it for Ezekiel, Lord God, and how you perform things in his body to get the attention of the people of Israel, God. Messiah, God. Lord God, you're doing that thing, God. And the visionary of the line of prophet Matthew, you're doing that thing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as we stay in prayer, God, as we continue to stay on our knees, God, to intercede for him, God. But you call of all prophet to be with the now prophet to the nation of people, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just like the weeping prophet Jeremiah, God. Lord God, Oshaya, God. He was formed in his mother womb, Lord God. He had been protected all of his life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you today, God, that your love, God, will continue, Lord God, to be within him, God, to pour through him as he pour out, Lord God, as he pour out, Lord God, continue to refill, Lord God, because you said out of his belly, God, your word tells us that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, God. Lord God, as he continue to pour out, you innumerous, God, throughout the day, Lord God, throughout the night, Lord God, standing in the gap, Lord God, not only for his family, Lord God, but for nations of people, Lord God, for continents of people, Lord God, Lord God, you lifted him up, God, Lord God, as he walked, God, as Enoch walked with you, Lord God, Lord God, you allowing him to walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you have given him a sense of supernatural sensitivity, Lord God, in the spirit realm, Lord God, because of his calling, God, because of who he is, God, to you, Lord God, just like you call Abraham friend, Lord God, you're calling him friend, Lord God, because he choose, Lord God, to live a sacrificial life, Lord God, because as he continued to put others, God, before himself, Lord God. Lord God, you will continue to pour out, Lord God. Lord God, you will increase his loins. You will increase his born, God, and the Oshaya, God. Lord God, his prayers, Lord God, it shall be manifest when he thinketh and when he speaketh, Lord God. Yeah, come on, the Oshaya, God. And Lord God, as Aaron was anointed, Lord God, and they poured the anointed oil down upon him on the top of his head, God. Lord God, that represents represent the ministry, Lord God. And Lord God, as it rolled down his beard, Lord God, they represent the subsidiary, God, that will be wretched out, Lord God, various ministry, Lord God, and all of those that are part of the ministry, Lord God. That same oil, that same anointing, Lord God, it shall flow. It shall flow because it's already decreed, God. Lord God, it shall flow, God. Oh, God, upon the subsidiaries, God, upon subsidiary ministry, subsidiary people, Lord God, that is a part of the ministry, Lord God, as he stretch out, Lord God, as he do the commission that you have called all to do, Lord God, to make disciples, God. How come not many of you, Shia, God, going to the uttermost part of the world, God, teaching and baptizing them, Lord God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, according to your word, Lord God, not thy will, God, but your will be done, God, continually in his life, continually in the ministry, Lord God, as he follow you, Lord God. Lord God, the body shall follow him, God, because they're following the God that's in him, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Come on, Mini Oshaya, God, for leadership like that, God. We thank you for men and women of God that is called out, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that chose to lose their own identity, God, that chose to die to self, God, that chose to crucify self on a daily basis, Lord God. Lord God, continue to pour out, continue to pour out, Lord God, continue to be that river, Lord God, continue to be an everlasting river, Lord God. Lord God, continue to feed us the manna, Lord God. What is that manna? Shimon, God. Lord God, it's a mysterious thing, God. Lord God, it is bread from heaven, God. Lord God, you said man shall not live by bread alone, God, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord God, this is the hour, God. Lord God, that we shall speak your word, God, and it shall come to pass, God. Lord God, we shall decree it and declare it, Lord God, and it shall happen, God, as we are aligned up, God. You said you're aligning our spine, God. You're erecting our stance and our posture in the spirit of the living God. Lord God, we have been equipped. We have been equipped for battle, Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you this morning, God, and we glorify you this morning, God. Show yourself, show yourself, Lord God, to that unbeliever, God. Show yourself strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we decree and declare, God, that our family shall be saved, God, our sons and our daughter, God. Lord God, to the seventh generation, Lord God, I decree and declare favor shall overtake them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, when they desire to do evil, God. Lord God, let righteousness, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let righteousness, God, let the righteousness and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteousness, God, Lord God, let it overtake them, God. But Paul said when he desired to do good, evil is always present, God. Lord God, sometimes we are betwixt and between things, Lord God. But Lord God, all your people have to do is stand and wait on the salvation of God. Lord God, you told us in all thy ways acknowledge you, God. Lord God, and when we acknowledge you, God, you said you shall direct said the steps of a good man, God, it's in general for all, God. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, God. And Lord God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit, God. We thank you for your strength, God. But most of all, God, we are grateful for being obedient this morning in the Oshia, God. Oh, God, have your way, God, up on the line this morning, God. Let a continuous flow, God, of whatever the people need, God, an unspoken prayer request, God. Be it done, God. Be it done, God. Let it manifest, God, according to their faith, God. Let it be done, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we call on that righteous name, a name without sin, God, a name without a blot, without blemishes, God. Lord God, a name that is wonderful, God. Lord God, a counselor, God, a name, Lord God, that every knee shall bow, God, and every tongue shall confess, God, because you're Lord of Lords, you're King of Kings, Lord God. Lord, we thank you because you're our Lord and our Savior, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our vocal cords, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the activities of our limbs, God. Lord, we thank you for the sound, my little Oshia, God, that comes through our vocal cord, God, in the Oshia, God. This morning, in the Oshia, God, let your people, God, see the angels of the Lord, God, encamped around them, assigned to them, Oshia, God. Lord God, let an elevation of your anointing, God, sweep through this line, God. Lord God, give your people hands to walk. Teach them to walk. Give them war and tongues, God. Come on, God. Give them war and God. That will destroy the work of the enemy. That will destroy Satan's kingdom. Nothing shall stand, God. Come on, higher, God. Our enemy is destroyed, God. Our enemy, God, is destroyed, God. This is the hour. Come on, Nidioshikaya, God. I'm hearing Armageddon, Nidioshaya, God. That don't mean that Armageddon, Nidioshaya, is here right now because we will be caught up. Come on, Nidioshaya, God. But God is soon. He is so soon. He is so close, God. Oh, my, Nidioshikaya, Armageddon, Nidioshaya, God. We know it's the showdown, my Nidioshaya, God. It is the last and final war. Come on, Nidiroshaya. Come on, God's people, God is saying. Come on, my Nidiroshaya, God. It is not time to prepare. It is time to be prepared. Come on, Nidiroshaya, God. Come on, Nidiroshaya, God. Higher, God, Glory to God. Even as when the enemy in the Oshakaya God. Lord, let me do the God. Even as he's dropping his grenades, he's dropping his bomb. Is using a spiritual one of those fast guns. I don't even know what they call guns. They got machine gun. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's using a machine gun in the spirit. Because the grenades, the bombs, I see them in the spirit falling. But the spiritual warring of God, every machine gun, every bullet gun is annihilating it. It's not even penetrating the atmosphere of the earth. Glory to God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Penetrate it. Prepare. Be prepared. Come on. It's a worry that's going on in the atmosphere of the spirit. Be equipped. Be prepared. God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. He's giving us, he's giving you a supernatural strength to war in this time. Oh, my. Even though your lungs and your body may feel weak, but your spirit man will raise up in you. Oh my, higher. Spirit of the living God will raise up in you and make you strong. Don't focus in on the natural. Don't focus in on the carnality. God. This body is just a casing, but recognize the power. Recognize the power that's in the casing. It is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing one. It is the Jesus Christ, God, who died for our sin. Oh, my, God. Oh, my, God. Yes, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. God. You came in this morning, God. Lord God, you shattered demons, God. You destroyed demons, God. You poured down the stronghold of the mind, God. Come on, Nidiosaya, God. You heal sick bodies this morning, God. In the Nidiosaya, God. Lord God, you renewed, you encouraged, God. You realigned, God. You resurrected, Nidiosaya, God. You strengthened, Lord God. You empowered, Lord God. You anesthetize the people, Lord God. Come on, Nidiosaya. Come out from among them, Nidiosaya, God, and separate yourself. Come out from among them, and be ye hold, and be ye separated from that which is unclean. Come on, Nidiosaya, God. Even though your sin be scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Yes, God. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Father. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. Yes, Lord God. We bless your name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, continue to move by your spirit. Yes, God. Continue to move by your spirit on this morning. Oh, God, and have free course. Have free course. Have free course in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Pray on. God bless you all. Oh, Father, thank you.
Amen.
I can't do nothing else.
Oh,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. In your hand, Prophet Matthew. Oh, glory to
Amen.
God. When I came on this morning, I heard Brother Frank. And God,
yes,
just, I just felt the spirit of prayer. I felt the spirit. I have to pray. I need to pray. God, people need
That's
to pray. Good. Just pray and start. And you know, we just have to flow as the Spirit of the Lord lead us to flow. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Prophet Matthew.
Amen. God bless you, too, Mother Sydney, on today. And we bless the Lord for your obedience to the things of God. And we honor the Lord for you on today and top of the morning to those who are joining us from around the world. We give God praise, glory, and honor for the power of prayer and the power of intercession. We thank you, God, for what the Lord is doing in you and through you. Mother, we honor him for all that he is to us in our lives and to those that are listening in. We thank God for guiding light and the strength upon you. And with the power of God is manifested in you and through you on today, that the prayer vein is so on point on this day. And you're decreeing some things and calling some things in the spirit realm, which are actually, as you were praying, Mother, I just heard, and this is, anybody can come in on this one. When you were praying, your sound were as a sound as military going into the spirit, pulling down sounds of demonic forces. And so as you were praying and calling those things down, you were calling those things, you were calling God for record on areas of people's lives. And you were pulling down those strongholds in the spirit realm. And those strongholds were coming down. You said something powerful about the word Armageddon, which, you know, is all, it's, you know, a lot of stuff we'll put in the scripture and translation. And a lot of people are waiting for God to split the cloud and come down and take us all up out of there. And that's rapture. The word rapture came on the scene. But many people don't understand. You're right here in the middle of tribulation, the tribulation.
Amen.
We're in the tribulation.
Yes.
We're in it. And you know what? The religious world is preparing people to be taken up out of here. The spirit world is telling us how to stop it so other people won't get defeated and how we know how to defeat the enemy in the spirit realm. So a lot of this Catholicism and this Constantine Christianity has taught believers that we're not going to have to deal with anything. We're just going to go up and we're going to be pulled up out of here. But we're in the middle of a cataclysmic showdown. We in a crossroad right now. We in the middle of a crossroad. We are in the middle of a crossroad. Matter of fact, we've crossed over to a place called too late for some people. And we have to be here and stand in the gap for loved ones, family members, people. We're here on a mandate. Mother, let me tell you something. And I perceive God has given me.
Jesus.
I perceive this, Mother. Anybody yes. that survived 2020, you supposed yes. to be here in the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody survived 2020, you supposed to be here in the earth realm. Anybody that's where you at right now, if you would have did what you're doing now 10 years ago, you would have been too soon. 20 years ago, you would have been too soon. If you try to do it down the road, you'll be too late. You're where you're at now. And then some people are where they at because of their disobedience. Now, some of us, we're where we at because of our humility and our obedience. So the battle now is the disobedient people in church and the obedient people. And I'll tell you why. The obedient people is prosperous. The disobedient people are warring against us to try to prove they're prosperous, and we're trying to protect
yes.
them from dying prematurely because they're fighting more for a title and a place in history when we already making history in a place. Oh, Ramashekalabo. So thank you, Mother. Open up the portal. Let me take a little people a little deeper so you can understand where I'm at today.
Yeah.
Many people have spent time talking about other people instead of spending time dealing with their own members, as Paul talked about
yeah.
in the book of Romans chapter 7. These are members. If you would have been focusing on your flaw, your issue, your life, the thing,
yeah.
instead of trying to worry
yeah.
about everybody
yeah.
else, most people wouldn't be where they're at right now. If people would have
yeah.
been focused in 2020, 2021, 2022, simply on their life instead of worrying about other people's lives and trying to cut people
yeah.
down, they wouldn't be being cut down right now. Because right now, where you at right now, let me tell people this. Let's look at the United States of America right now. This is the United States of America. And based upon our borders, it's what goes around comes around here. I promise you, this is what goes around come around here. Look who turned it is, Biden. Look who turned it was last year, Trump. Look who Trump. Now look at it. Turn around. Look at what it is. It's what goes around come around right now. If it's in at the highest level, guess what it is for our enemy? What our enemy did to us, they're going to be faced with it now. What they try to take from us, they're going to be faced with it right now. And so the believers need to start getting a spoil instead of trying to spoil other people's movement. We better grab the spoils right now. We better grab everything that God wants to loose to us right now. Because what's going to hit us has already hit us. But now it's going to be a poison to many. Hope somebody getting this in the spirit. And so as you were praying, Mother, you was praying for people that are playing. Oh, good God Almighty. Let me say that again. You were praying for people that are playing. You were praying for people who are playing. Because you still got a lot of religious people that are playing that they're praying. You got a lot of people that are dieting. They ain't fasting. They're more concerned about what they're going through the fast than what they're coming out of in the fast. Let me say it again. People are spending about what they're going through in the fast than what they're coming out because of the fast. Do you know the more of a fight that you have during your fast is what's really coming out of you from what you've been through?
Man.
It's coming out of you. It ain't in you. It's coming out of you.
Oh,
so the more you're fasting, the more you're fasting, you're starving. No, what you're doing is you're bringing flesh under subjection to those
yeah.
who are starving for you. And I just missed that. See, what you're doing, you're bringing your flesh under subjection to those that are starving for you. Because we are in a irreversible time. You have to understand. Let's look at the Catholic Church. 24 hours before 2023 came into effect, Pope Benedict died. Now, I want everybody to go and study Pope Benedict. Study the man who died. He served under Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul served under the previous pope. Let's see this. Let's look at how they understood the Jesuit order. How they understood the Gregorian calendar. I want to make sure I use the word right. and how they all knew that this twin season that they were in the rise and the fall, it's like Pompeii, the rise and the fall, they all know. And that's why the Constantine Christianity came in and infiltrated the spiritual things of the Word of God. And so most people in the world who are in operation, and please, saints, don't get me wrong when I say this, those who are in the spiritual realm will understand this. Most people are following the counterfeit system of church and religion instead of the spiritual mind and the glory of God within us. See, Constantine Christianity taught us to seek outside for God instead of seeking inside the God in us. Because the Spirit of the Lord God is in us. He is dwelling in us. And when we seek outside, then we seek outside of flesh and we become addicted to other people instead of predicted by the God inside of us. We have to seek God that's in us because we encrypt it with his sound. And his sound is encrypted with a presence. His presence is encrypted with a power and his glory. And in us, we dwell. We dwell. We dwell in him. We are all of him in him. So when he told us, when he shared this biblically, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, that was total spirit. Angels understood that. The ones that were up there, the ones that failed. When you begin to pray, I'm going to go back to this prayer right now, and I'll go over there to where I was at prophetically. When you begin to pray, Mother Thelma Sidney, you were literally, I'm not going to say literally, you were absolutely, your sound was going into principalities and power, and you were sharpshooting in the spirit realm. And you were tearing down frequencies and sounds, and you were going into the cellular system of people. I felt you even when you were praying for me. You were going into the cellular system of humanity, and you were breaking down the encrypted code that was in us that was not authorized to be in us, but we let them come in us through sound, through frequency, through the word of God. So you were terrorizing territories that are in us. You were going into the memory cortex. You were breaking through those areas. You were piercing through those realms. And you were pulling down things that were in us that were not supposed to be in us, but that was taught to us and told to us and given to us by family members, loved ones, churches, denomination, religiosity, all of those things, you were going inside, you were breaking them down. It is now for the believers to now go back to the table of the righteousness of God and let the Lord will be done. We got to be in thy will be done time. God, I want your will to be done in this way. Because what's going on right now, this is crazy. What's going on right now, it's a what goes around comes around path. You in view of it. Some of you viewing it right now. You viewing it right now. When God told people to save, I'm telling you, when God told people to start saving food, saving money, putting money up, people didn't do it. They went shopping. They went shopping. When he told people to rest, they wasn't resting. They were trying. They got on social media and saw what everybody else was doing, and they jumped for opportunity. And guess what? They burnt themselves out. You were speaking to people that was burnt out. You were speaking to people that battle fatigue. You speaking to people that are literally they don't have nothing else in them. They're empty.
I felt that.
You were speaking to people that are empty. And the ones that are empty, that are in churches, all they're doing is pasting and cutting. Now, listen to this. They're pasting and cutting what you pray about. They're pasting and cutting what you're teaching about. But they don't have the pattern to who you are. They don't have the pattern. So the enemy is using them to try to frustrate us because they are in position and they're using their demonic clout against let me put it like that. They're using their demonic clout against our prophetic promotion. So you got people that are in position, but they're really working for the enemy, but they got demonic clout. You did me a favor. I did you a favor. You're part of my organization. You're part of my fraternity. So you get what you are. So they're using that demonic clout. And for us who are believers, we set it back getting scared, saying, ooh, they're moving. We're so concerned about our haters and our enemies that we forgot that we have the power over them. And really, we're moving ahead of them more than they think. Because the mainstream media is playing on an illusion. We are operating in a dimension. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get this to the people. See, they operating on an illusion, and we're tapping into a dimension, and they try to fool us to go into their illusion and miss the spiritual dimensions of God. That's why people can't heal nobody. People can't walk in signs of wonder. People are getting upset with other people in the church right now. People are right in the same building, and they can't hear none you say. They can't even digest, exegete anything. And they're so concerned about you. Well, you trying to take the members. These ain't members. These members are being delivered through a sound. You ain't got to touch nobody. They're following the sound. They're not interested. You worry about recyclable stuff that you don't have power to recycle. And the sound is not recycling people. Our sound is doing what? Our sound is creating surgery when they try to recycle. We have to, you pray in the spiritual realm now and broke through for many people. You broke through a whole lot of confusion. You leave that TV on long enough, you'll have everybody, half of the people be confused. But all they're doing is talking about what party did what, and they're not talking about no presence. They're operating. But while we're supporting political agendas, they're planning agendas to shut down the men and women of God, the people of God. And our culture are so powerful, they're so slow.
Amen.
They're so powerful, they're slow. They're so powerful, they're slow. They don't even understand. If you go in history and all of the inventions that we had, we gave them away. Or we were forced to give them away. Or we were put in position. Now God has given us another opportunity to use our invention, but we're so powerful, but we're too slow.
Amen. Thank you.
With all the power we have, they incited our community. We started off this year with what they call mass shooting. Now look at it. Look at what they're doing in the Asian community now. They incited that event. If anybody know, they incited that event. So what they doing? So we're gonna incite an event in the Asian community so we can deviate from the original people succeeding. Then we're gonna incite an event in another community and we're gonna deviate from the original people from succeeding. And then the original people going to come, and our congressmen and congresswomen going to get behind them and push their agenda, and we still ain't going to get nothing. See, you see what they're doing? Because we're trained under the minority frequency instead of eternity plan for the original Jews, the original people. So we're going to get there, and we're going to say, don't get me wrong, let's push the Asians, because they did what they're doing. Let's push what happened with all of those, that club that they went in, the homosexual club. Let's push an agenda to support them. Now, we got all of these black males that are being destroyed in that community, and we're not pushing the agenda. We're pushing gun control. And the National Rifle Association, every member of the United States Congress, the member of the United National Rifle Association, and not only are they a member of the National Rifle Association, they are connected to the laws, the over the 1,000 laws on gun control. And every time they come up with a new law on gun control, you see how the mass shooting get worse. See, if we, until we wake up to realize that this warfare that we're in is far deeper than people could ever imagine. It's greater than you ever imagined. If the enemy invests, listen to this, if the enemy is investing his life and soul into the DNA and the blueprint and the fingerprint of you, the melanated people, I use the term, and they're investing everything they can to stop you, just imagine, use your great imagination. They putting everybody before the original people. This is what they doing. Constantly. So what God will do, listen to this. This is not right, but God can do anything. God allow anything to happen. He'll use a perverted movement and push his agenda. He'll let them create a movement and still push his agenda. And use them to push his agenda to save you. They're louder. And on their agenda, you're going to benefit because they're a small number that will stand up. And we're a larger number, but we won't say anything. Because we have too many people. We have too many people are Judases, and when they find out that ain't what it is, they become suicidal and throw the silver back. And they go and commit suicide. Because they see it is not what they saw, not what they think, not what they feel, and not what they expect. And if you look at the rationale, the moment they are defeated, guess what they do? They raise us up. They step back and give us the power. And what we do, we restore. Look what we did for Bill Clinton. We restored Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton wasn't restored. If it wasn't from black leadership, Bill Clinton would have never been restored. He would have never been restored. We got behind him. Now, When we had leaders who messed up, we destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
See, there is no grace from the pew. It's only from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Pulpit only do it from the back room because they don't want nobody else to know that they have the grace for you because they're undercover for themselves. And what you have now is you have all of these positions vacated. Look at the vacated positions. There are more people in leadership positions that are in vacated positions. They're in position but don't have the power. And the ones that are in stuff and they're in a position that they didn't even feel yet because there's no one qualified for it. Because there's no men and women of God ready for this next level. They're ready to go. They're ready to get a title. They're ready to get somebody to tell them who they are, but they don't know who they are. Most of these people don't know who they are. They don't even know if they're coming or going. They don't know if they're up or down. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to go on record. Most people don't know. They don't know if they heard from God or not. I'm going to tell you, so many people that discombobulate, they say they heard from God. They ain't hear from God. They ain't heard one word from God. They created a God themselves based upon what they see, and they speak from that place. And then the ones who said, well, I can't hear from God. I don't know if God is talking because you're too full of mess. Empty it out. But God ain't talking like that. Oh, yeah, God is talking every minute, every second. He ain't never stopped talking. God is forever talking. His sound moving at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than three baseball fields. That's 87,400 seconds in a day. Your 24 hours is 1,000 years to God. God is forever moving. He's trying to get you to catch up with the pace of who you are. You can't even catch up with who you are because you're too busy looking at the past. You too busy going in other people's background instead of understanding the ground you own.
Amen.
People don't even know who they are. Half of the 90% of the world don't know who half of the people who they are. 70% of the religious world don't even believe in God, but they're serving something. This is interesting.
Amen.
80% of evangelical churches are dealing with pornography, and those are the highest, and that's the evangelical churches. If you go into statistics of looking at the records of people, you have more, you have one organization, I ain't going to call their name, you got 70% of them on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to blow your mind to understand what's going on in the world. The Catholic Church don't serve God. They serve a deity.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have a religious persona sold to a people who are empty of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, the Spirit of God is. Most people just go to church because most of these churches are just organized religion. Organized religion. Religion that's been organized. Organized religion. And the ones that are, my prayer for the saints that say, stay saved. The ones that are saved, stay saved. Hang on in that man. Hang on in that mother. Hang on in that sister. Hang on in that. Because most people know religion, and they know organized religion. They've been told what to do. They don't know what to do. They've been told what to do. For centuries, the black churches, we have always been spiritual people. And when they infiltrated it, they gave us our leaders. They told our leaders, we will make you part of our secret society, but you have to tell us your secrets within. How did they do that? Caesar was killed not by the outside, but by inside. David said, it was my enemy that took me out. It was my friend, those who walked in sweet counsel. I mean, he said, it was those who were close to me who said they were my friend who walked in sweet counsel with me. It was thou. Thou were the man. The mental capacity of the world right now, at this very time, the mental capacity is at one of the most cataclysmic times of the earth land. And I'll go on working with this. There are people that was taking certain shots that now they can control you from certain satellites. They can control you through the certain shot. So people who took certain shots, they got certain chemicals in the shot that will follow frequency and make you do stuff that you wouldn't even know your body would be doing. Some people don't even got control over their own body. Yeah. And especially those who are military people. They've been experimenting. They've been experimenting on them for centuries. In wartime, they've been experimenting, especially black in military. I know it's all quiet in there. Okay to be quiet. Don't get to listen. But I want you to go Google everything I'm saying, do the research. Go Google it. You can Google it. You can do a little study. You can go do a little research. Yeah. Don't do it. Go study. Go study the Catholic Church blood sacrifice. Before they go down, they got to all get a little bit of their blood. But you the Pope, so we got to need a little bit of your blood so we can drink it, because we're going to get that power in you. This stuff is deeper than people can ever imagine. This is a deeper thing. See, what people sit on a Sunday and get, and, ooh, the devil is attacking me. Ooh, a car almost hit me. It was the devil. No, all you have to do is stay in your lane and get off that phone and stop texting and stay focused. That's all. You hear what I'm saying? See, what you're dealing with is a greater force than that. It's a force far greater than that. Amen. I am. Right now. In a time for the body of believers.
Amen.
Must understand. What they're up against. You're up against a strong force. Thank you, Mother Selma Sidney, for praying the way you prayed this morning. You stopped a lot of activity of demonic principalities on today. On this 26th day in January 2023, you stopped a lot of violence in the earth realm. Because you stood in the gap for the many people on this day. Your sound echoed throughout the earth realm on today. Come on in, Mother.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Prophet. You were so on target because I felt the warfare. I felt the military stance. I felt the machine guns. And I'm like, God, this sound like machine guns, you know, just annihilating. And I felt that. I felt the tugging of the people that had gotten fainted, pulling on me. And I was worried. I was getting tired. I'm like, woo, Father. But yet the Spirit of the Lord was strengthening because I had to continue to fight. Because when I first started out, they couldn't hear my voice. But God said, project your voice, project. And he said, and I would touch your vocal cords. And so in that hour, it was just an urgency from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father.
God.
You know, because he wants to perfect himself in us. Glory to God. Because when we are spiritual beings. And we're supposed to walk in the Spirit on a daily basis. You know, many say that, I want to walk with God. Enoch walk with God. But you have to pay a price. You have to pay a price.
And even if you walk with Enoch, let's look at Enoch, Mother. Let's look at Enoch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch, when you read the book of Enoch, Enoch did what? Enoch was translated. Translated means transcend. You have
to transcend
your thoughts. People don't want to transcend their thoughts because they're so perverted and polluted.
Yes, yes.
Perverted and polluted people. How do you transcend? Transcend means to rise above your situation. Transcend means move beyond cognitive. Some people can't get past their mental anguish. They can't get past that because they can't transcend their thoughts. Because we got too many things that's connected to our flesh. In our flesh, you can't transcend when you allow fleshly things in people rule that realm. Transcend means to rise above, exceed, to transcend the limits of thought. You move it outside human thought. You think it outside human cognitive ability. You're surpassing human cognitive ability. You're moving beyond the ordinary common experience of human knowledge.
where the human mind and ability is, the divine God and supernatural infinite power move. You can transcend, meaning you can, you will never die. If you lay down right now, you people be wonder Philip was able to stand and die because he transcended his thought. What they were hitting, they were actually hitting a huge, they were hitting a body. He was not even in his body. Yeah. He was no longer there. See, that's transcending your thought. Do you see how people can actually walk on fire and they don't burn because they transcend themselves? They move out of the thought. You got to move beyond that. Transcending means that you go into a realm. And the realm moves you into a dimension. You move, your mind go into a transcendent state. You transcend one's ability. And you can go, when you transcend yourself, you can move into a spiritual dimension. And you can make anything happen. You can transcend your thoughts. And you can, and people can be healed instantaneously if they believe.
Man.
That's the transcending power of God.
Man.
That's to be able to transcend. Now, there's a Hebrew word for transcend. It means hikadet. It means to surpass and outdo, to exceed. Look at what God told Jeremiah in 1 and 12. What does he see? What is it that I see? I see a rod as an almond tree. And then he said, what is the next? He said, I will hasten in my word to perform. I will hasten my word to perform. You can make, let me tell you something. If 24 hours is 1,000 years to God, in one day you can bring 1,000 years into your presence. See, many people don't know I'm in 2035 right now. I'm transcending my thoughts. I'm speaking to your generation. When you're in your casket, I done spoke to your children already. I done transcended thoughts. That's why the ancient spirits, that's why these ancient fallen angels talked to the Catholic Church and made a covenant with them. Make a blood sacrifice. Give me a blood sacrifice child. Give me a child. Since we can't sleep with the daughters of men, we want the blood. And then we'll give you this kind of power to be able to transcend. The church world don't know about that. I'm getting there. They put you in the womb and tell you, open your mouth and, oh, rah, 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 show. That's a language. Transcending is a thought. That's a dimension you operate in. We hear people speaking in tongues. Ooh, they got it. Got what? You got a gift. If you move into diverse languages and diverse dimensions, you can go in other countries and you can understand every word that they say. You will speak in a language that you will be able to speak to a language, and those people will hear you in other countries. The people in the mountains. I'm talking about in the mountain of Lebanon, in the deep mountains. If you go to Australia, in the deep backwoods of Australia, there's a whole different people back there. And these people have more power than any Australian. They talking about sharks, they have power to make sharks move in water. You got to understand the power you have, because we don't have that kind of power. You have power in you, and that's why they knew 2023 was about transcending power. They knew this. And that pope lived. It was two popes. He died before the 23rd because he knew he couldn't go any farther. And that's why he transcends the rest of the power back to the other pope. Because they knew they needed two forces. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, they needed two lives to be alive for their power. And they knew it in. That's why you don't hear no much about Dr. Fauci anymore. Y'all hear anything about him? No. But he's done. He served under seven presidents. There you go. His tenure has ended. See, you have to understand. There's a coming on the scene and there's a moving out. That's why I tell you that when you exit on, there's a proper entrance and a proper exit.
The entrance of the Lord word give it life. You have to know the entrance. You have to know your time. Because God give us all to everything. There's a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the heaven. There are people that have missed their time still trying to make things happen. That's why if you ever study our culture, we don't have a lot of predecessors. You know why? Because we stay in position until the end, and when we die, our stuff is being dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
Our movements are dismantled because once we get a great leader, they try to put all of our great leaders in these different boards and different positions, and they feel great about it, but they can never accomplish anything. Instead of training up sons and daughters that Jesus would call discipling people, those mean learners of Christ, learners of his way, they disciple. We're the only culture that's taught not to disciple our own. That's why you see leaders. I'm probably one of the very few leaders that can see your gift and try to push your gift, and most of you reject what I do anyway. Oh, God told me to go another direction, and I watch y'all go shipwreck. I mean, I can count the number of people that I've seen when shipwrecked. Because a black male sound like mine intimidate a person that don't have a father in their life. It's intimidating. It intimidates them. And then those men who want us to go through things to get through things, because they feel you have to go through what they went through. You ain't went through nothing, son. They passed the hat to you. You made a covenant in your secret meeting, in your 1 degree and 2 degree, and you made a secret meeting, and they gave you a position. You didn't go through nothing. Now, if you want to really know going through, I can tell you going through. I can tell you something going through. And then some of these silly Jezebels, oh, boy, now y'all have just made me go somewhere now. You don't even know what a queen is because you're too busy singing. Let me leave that alone because then they're going to intimidate some of y'all. Y'all be upset with me. That's all right. You'll get over it. You'll wake up in the morning. Because you don't even know what a queen is. If you saw a queen, you wouldn't know what it is. If you knew what a prince was, you wouldn't even know what a prince is. Then the Ahab, the Xbox Ahab, because he's the Ahab, Xbox, Ahab only moved based upon the game. And Ahab ain't going to do nothing. But when the real men stand up to be something, they fall. They fall at every turn. But every turn he talks, he turns, he falls. He battles at every turn. Until they can break your will. They break your will and break you down. But let me go back to this, mother. Let me finish this and give it back into your hand, mother, because I stepped in on you and while you were talking about transcendence. The Greek word for transcendence, it means hupabello. Hupabello means to throw over or go beyond, to run beyond. It means like Elijah did a day's journey. He went a day's journey. He was moving at a pace of 55 miles an hour. Do you know that? Do you know right now who's the basketball player that they tested him 7 times? Why? Because he's a supernatural jumper. You see the supernatural that's coming out of that child. Do you see the generation? Do you know 2021, 2022? These are supernatural kids that were born. These are supernatural. Yeah. They're coming. These kids are coming out talking. They're coming out having conversation at 3 months and 4 months. They're coming out walking. They're coming out. They can tell you they can tell you their life because there's an angelic presence on them.
Mm-hmm.
See, what you think, this is your child. These ain't your children. God, these are formula children. That's why they try to create the formula. That's why they had all that formula that were coming out, 44% of the formula, because these are all formula children. God has to raise up. That's why you understand. When you look at that talking about an end of an era, an end of a dispensation, an end of a time, they know. That's the end, because God is raising up a formula of children now. That are coming. You just a sperm donor.
He's just an air carrier. These are children that God has formed for him right now. 30 years down the road, they'll change the entire trajectory of the world. Because they know most of this generation have sold them soul to the devil. So he has to literally go through and create his next move. So people say, well, I'm ready for the rapture. Okay. When did it come on the scene? In the turn of a century. The word rapture came on the scene in the turn of a century. So in the Azusa movement, when three black leaders on Bonnie Raitt Street were moving in the power and the presence of God, and the Spirit of God was moving and bringing whites and blacks together that no one else did in the history. I can't even remember the white gentleman that came in and started confusion, and then he died, what, 6 months later, 4 months later, because God put a sickness on his life because he was causing confusion. See, you're watching, and then people got stuck in a 1903 movement to 1906, to 1909. They got stuck. They still stuck in the movement. They still stuck. People can't even come out of that movement. They stuck. Because that's what they wanted you to do. They want you to get stuck in a moment and miss a movement now. You get stuck in a revival and never revive and never recover. So because we're forever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth of God anyway. I hope this is waking somebody up. I hope this is helping somebody. So all of this power in you and all of this authority in you, you open your mouth, Mother Thelma sitting, and you release so many encrypted codes over people's lives. Their lives will never be the same. Their lives ain't going to never be the same. You open up, you spoke some things. And let me tell you the powerful thing about it. This is no indictment against Mother Sydney or anybody else. You open your mouth and change the world, and it looks like you can't change your own house.
Amen.
You, because what? You just like Jesus. You're just a carpenter boy. You got all of this power in you. I was talking to a few of the leaders that was around me. I said, they was even looking. God sent somebody, let me just tell you that. God sent two people from other states in the United States on our Wednesday noonday prayer. We was in the church all day, noonday prayer. To come in and prophesy. And, you know, I had to tell some of the people to be quiet, some of our leaders. And to say confirmation. It ain't confirmation. It's to receive. There's a difference with confirming something and receiving. I receive. Because confirmation means you confirm it. Receiving means you get what? Watch this word. Receive. When you receive the prophet, the word of the Lord God says you will reward. A word, a reward means a wage. There's a wager on their frequency. So when I receive the woman of God, I receive the wager, because the wages of sin is death. But they came with a word from the Lord, and I received the wages, and there's an honor in the wages. Somebody just missed the revelation. See, when a prophet speaks to you, you got to receive it. And the word that's a reward, the Greek word for reward means a wage, as a wager. When you receive the wages of something, then it breaks the wages of death and can bring you into the ways of destiny. I need to teach some of these prophets, because they don't even know what they're doing. They get out there, start running their mouth. You are a prophet to the nation. You ain't got a passport. You ain't got a driver's license. So what nation you are? You understand the spiritual dimension. Let me move to understand divine, supernatural, infinite power to transcend. To transcend oneself means you no longer you. You become the image of God himself. That's a whole different level, because people be just, oh, you're trying to be God. No. I fight in that robbery to be as him, because I represent him, and people don't know how to represent him.
That means that because Jesus said, greater works will you do than I, because I go to the Father. Then that means I care. I'm total spiritual, but I'm total man. Some people don't even know if they're a man or woman, so they can't even fit in that category. So this ain't even for you. You don't know if you want to be with a man. You don't know if you want to be with a woman. You don't know who you want to be with. I ain't going to go there because I ain't going to deal with bestiology, but I leave that alone because a whole lot of people in that too. So they only, because to transcend oneself, I mean, you could actually be ministering and you could be watching your own self from another place. You could be looking at yourself. You could be preaching a word and you could be watching yourself because it's no longer you. And then when you come back to yourself between eternity and insanity, you come back to the same place and you'll be like, man, I don't even fit in. You feel adequate. You got to be careful that you don't go into depression, deep depression. You get by yourself. You be careful. You might almost become an alcoholic, a drug, because that's what happened to A.A. Allen. He had a liver issue. He got caught drinking. He was so powerful. He didn't know how to transcend. Once he came back to himself, he didn't know how to deal with it. You got to be very careful in that level of ministry and that dimension, because people wonder, oh, why did they change? Because that's a level you transcend in God. You can be in God, but when you come back to yourself, that's the problem. See, it's not a problem for me being anointed and preaching. It's my problem coming back. See, that's why you got to have the right wife and the right husband in your life. See, that's the problem. People ain't got the right person. But see, that person supposed to understand your transcending self. But you don't. I'm just trying to help somebody else. You don't even understand that one, too. You told, oh, you supposed to wear the same clothes your husband wear. When y'all go to an event, wear blue. He wear blue. You wear blue socks, wear blue shoes, wear blue hat. Mr. Broad Blue. Mr. They ain't going to leave that other stuff alone. See, they try to match you up. It ain't about a matching up. You got to be able to understand the power to transcend. I ain't going to the event. You wear blue, you wear purple, you wear green, and then somebody else, and five other people got blue on. Y'all all match it up. You got 20 different twins, and ain't no anointing. This ain't no indictment against everybody want to be what they make. I ain't wearing no blue shoes now. I'm sorry. I got some blue shoes. Don't get me wrong. I like my shoes. But what I'm talking about is the way the religious world fails the relationship. And you got all these people that are counterfeit. They're just counterfeit. You need an encounter so you won't be a counterfeit. Transcendent. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, mother. Come on back in. I threw that in.
Honey, no, you
good,
bro.
You talking about Enoch. You talking to the angels. You literally having a conversation with angels. Angels are visiting you.
Yeah.
They're visiting you. And then you can see in the spirit. You can see in the spirit. Jesus transcended his thoughts. When those men came up to Jesus, and what did they say? It said the demons spoke out of them and said, you came too soon to torment us.
Those were
demons in them people. Jesus wasn't even talking to those men anymore. He was talking to the demons.
That's right.
See, when you get to the place where you talk to the demon while that person is sitting there, start talking to him. That's a demon. That demon, a manifest. I'll tell you, you're not a... Let me tell you something. let me help some of y'all out who y'all watching Deliverance. We were ministering to one of the people in the office. How they have to lay hands on them, blood been all over the place. Like one of the members told me, well, I'm used to, we do deliverance, and we got to lay hands, and we got to get buckets. You ain't just get a bucket. You ain't getting a bucket. You ain't need a bucket. You ain't need a pail. Pail, whatever you want to call it. You can speak deliverance to some of the people's life, and they get delivered. So the person getting delivered right in the office. They understood that because I just talked to them in a simple way.
Amen.
Do you think I'm going to wear myself down? And half of the people can't trust religious people, church people anyway. Come on, come on, come on. That's what it says. Shoot. Oof. I can say something on this line today. People need to understand that you care about them. Not concerned about your title. Not concerned about all of that stuff. Y'all, please don't get me wrong when I say that. More people are concerned about calling Ryan Matthews apostle than understanding the anointing. I prefer you to just call me prophet again. Because everybody's so concerned about, oh, he's an apostle. No, just call me prophet Matthews, the anointed one. I can deal with that better. Then because those titles excite people. They don't excite me. There's a place in God. I told the Lord, there is a place in you that I'm going to be at. There's a place in you that I want to be at. And I feel it every day, every sacrifice. Have you ever felt you're around certain people and you don't feel the way you feel anymore because God is taking things away because you're hungering for him? What I used to fight for, not a fight. See, while Jezebel is trying to influence me, my influence is totally in a whole different realm. I'm totally somewhere else now. And people don't get it. I'm totally in a totally different dimension. My mind is totally transcendent. I'm not moved by none of this stuff. It's just for somebody that can understand transcending thoughts. Someone got to say, you okay? Yep. Wow, you were somewhere else. I said, you didn't know. I told him, I said, you didn't know. I'm not here. I'm not here. Because you have to be in a place within the spiritual good. See, I'm not pastoring 231 East 46th Street, Harvey, Illinois. I'm marshaling territories round. Are y'all hearing me? You so concerned about 231 146th Street and the holes in the street. I'm in a whole different dimension. I'm marshaling region. I hope somebody understands this. That's what Enoch did. He transcended his thought. We gotta I'm just laughing. This is funny for me. We gotta make sure we shovel the snow for the people. Yeah, you go ahead and shovel the snow. I'm transcending my thoughts. I'm in the spirit realm cleaning up realm for people to walk and flow in the spirit realm. Hope this is making sense. Because where you're at in the spiritual dimension of the kingdom of God, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, he gave his life up. They can take his life. People can't take your, you can be in a place in God where nobody can take your life. You got to give it up. They can't take your life. You ever watch some of this Hollywood stuff? You know, them demons have agreement with Hollywood. You know, demons made agreement with Hollywood. That's why the ground is caving in certain areas of the world. I'm not, Sister Tori, don't get me wrong about California. I'm not saying anything for those who are in California, Sister Margaret. I'm not talking about you all. But there's certain areas. It's called Lost Angels, Los Angeles, Lost Angels. And those lost angels are operating with Hollywood. And so you're watching the warfare of demonic angelic forces in battle in that region. So the realm of the spirit is in constant battle because certain demonic forces understand certain regions. You have to understand the power of those regions and the forces in those regions and the principalities in those regions. And what you're up against. You gotta be in the spirit realm. You gotta be tired of certain things. When you get tired of certain things in the spirit realm, you're moving such a powerful place in the kingdom of God. You transcend your thoughts. you'll move. I never take credit for what God is doing. I never tap into that, man. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, I never, oh, God, no. I'll never take the credit where the Holy Ghost is. That's the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to get in God's way. Absolutely not. The way the kingdom of God, the way God is coming through cities and towns and people, you think I'm going to stand in the way of the Father? And what are you doing? Absolutely not. You think I'm gonna get it? You think I'm gonna enter his place and what he's doing? Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wouldn't dare try to take what God is that stop the presence of the Lord God. That's all I worship. I said there's a place in God I wanna be in. Mother Thelma said it on Tuesday night. After service, when the certain people left, I said, come on, y'all, let's have some church for real now. I ain't saying we didn't have real church. Don't get me wrong. Because my son in the gospel did a phenomenal job Tuesday night. He blessed the people. I'm talking about worship. I wanted to be in a worship place. I said, I wanted to hear God. I said, Lord, I need a sound. I need to go into the presence. I want to hear. I want a frequency. I want to tap into something because I need to hear a dimension of your frequency that is so great. We could be in a place of you, so we could tap into a glory. So the people can get their breakthrough. Sound is a very powerful thing. In the earth land. People that are doing ministry to entertain. I'm doing ministry to set people free. People trying to get folks in church to put them on a shelf as human warehouse. I'm trying to get people to understand that you're being trained to go out.
Amen. Can you hear me, Prophet Matthew?
Yes, Mother, I can hear you. Come on in.
I just wanted to make sure because one of my phone died, and every time I used to come on this cell phone, nobody could hear me. So I'm just saying, can you hear me? So I'm just doing audio check. Okay, got that.
Yeah, you broke through that prayer. As a matter of fact, when you pray, you open up a portal for me.
Amen.
You open up a spiritual realm. All I did is, let me tell you something. This is the training ground for what I'm sharing with people. See, had Mother Sydney praying. I didn't have to come and teach behind her. All I did is flow right with her. So we got people that, you know, when somebody else preach or somebody that move in the spirit, they want to come and do their own agenda. That's what you call confusion. All you do is flow with that woman of God, flow with that man of God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You go right behind her. You ain't got to come back, I got to get a word. I got to preach. You ain't got to do nothing. You got to obey God. If you transcended your thoughts, you wouldn't even have to come up. I told Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, I said, I would love to come to the church where the glory is so high, I don't even have to preach.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, this would never be another Sunday. This quote I told my musician and praise band. It will never be another Sunday when I'm in the office and y'all waiting for me to come out and preach. Y'all flow. And if God move, I don't even have to preach. I'll come out and lay on the prostrate before the Lord. Don't wait for me. But we're gonna sing an extra song. Don't do that. What you're doing is you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let God move. I don't have to preach. If I don't preach for 2 to 3 years and the presence of God move, that's what I want. And if people just come get healing through the song and the music. Well, we're going to sing one more song and your pastor come out. No, y'all don't do that. You do that at your churches. You do that at your religious institution. We don't do that here. We obey God. We're open to the presence of God. And if I walk in there and I see that God want me to flow, I'll give you a sign. Until then, you keep going. Thanksgiving to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want entertainment. I want an interest of his dominion. Mm-hmm. I don't want entertained. I don't want to be entertained. I don't need entertainment. I don't need the grandstand. I don't want that. I died a long time ago. I died 1,000 times ago. I'm already dead, so I died a long time ago. Until the people see. You can't kill somebody that died already.
Mm-hmm.
You just confuse yourself because you have to be at a place in God. People run. They run for the status in a celebrityism. They run for autographs, and they forgot that God was already the telegraph. He's already the one. He is who he is. If God sent an angel in most buildings, people would be so confused, they'll mistreat the angel. That's why he said, be careful that you don't entertain angels unawares. You'll come in there and that person don't even look like you. Angels, sometimes angels, when people see angels, they look at that angel that some angels can come in any form.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll rescue you and you don't even know he is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll mistreat him. You'll be sitting there mistreating him. What are they doing in here? And here we go, discerning, you suspicious, and God sent an angel in the form of a human in your church to lead, to release something in your atmosphere or to fight demons while you preach it. And you sitting there, well, look at him. Yeah, I better watch him. Keep your eye on him. Yeah. And the angel sitting there just looking. And the angel hearing every, he knowing your thoughts. He knowing your ways. He knowing your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in churches where angels came in. In a church when I was preaching. I saw him on the wall, in the balcony, saw him in areas. And with one service, an actual human with an angel, I saw him in there. He was covered. I could see the light in him. I saw the actual light in his eyes. I saw the light in his chest. I saw he actually had clothes on, but he was a light. And he was giving me signals. He was giving me all these signals. If I tell people that, they wouldn't even understand. He was giving me all these signals, and God was doing miracles in the building. God was just getting signals. I was getting all these signals. He was signaling me, giving me all the signals. And God was moving in the service. The power of God was moving. And then when I turned and went, he was gone. He disappeared. And you know what the Holy Ghost said? You're done. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you how demons were so tough in the building. Mother Cindy, after I finished ministering, the pastor started bringing people in the office. I said, sir, I can't do anymore. He said, well, man of God, you're the man of God. I said, sir, I can't do anymore. I said, when you're done, you got to be done, Cindy. We're trying to do extra. He said, well, can you pray for them? I said, no, but I'll let you pray, and I'll stand with you. I'll lay my hand on you. Because, see, what it is because now you're opening yourself up for a spiritual attack. You. Somebody better graduate. You better graduate now. Better go ahead and graduate. Administrative mind, I tell you, when I used to travel, when we would travel, we had lines of people, Mother Sydney. It'd be like 50 people in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get down to like 10 or 15 or 20, then they put people in the line. I told go to the end of the line, sir. You're the last person I'm going to sit. I'm the last person I'm ministering to. You're the last person. One day I did that. Apostle Simmons came up to the line, and behind him was seven people. And I said, what's going on? We were sitting down waiting for us. I said, no. Sit right here in the front row. I told all seven of them to sit in the front row. I didn't lay hands on. I didn't minister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, young man, for standing there. So what? So what you have to do, you got to obey God. You know why? Because too many of us, it's open season on us. And our open season is just when you're at a vulnerable place, when you ain't resting, when you ain't did what God told you to do. It's your open season for the enemy. You're a target for the enemy. And when you really sick, you really don't need to be ministering, but people still do it. Because you really open. I gotta be in that pulpit. All the people need me. You died already. And you just open yourself up for a grave. And that's why you see pastors that are leaving here because they feel they have to do things under their sickness. And the people know that it ain't about the people. You better end that Saul syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you better end the Saul syndrome. The stuff that Saul did, Saul caused it. Saul caused 300 years later for Esther to have to be raised up under the Haman. Now think about that. 300 years later, 300 years later, because Saul did not kill Agag and Samuel had to cut his head off, his wife escaped pregnant. How many people did not obey God, and generation later, your children will suffer because of your disobedience? They hurt my feelings. I ain't hurt your feelings. Why would I let you, why would I let people do what they did 2 years ago, Sister Toya, and get on the conference line and call me out and I'm going to sit there and be quiet? Oh, no, I'm going to rebuke you. Why would I let you throw me under a bus and you're not even driving me? I'm gonna correct you right where that. I end all of this stuff now. Well, I'm gonna let you go and leave a spirit of confusion. Well, you won't use me in your church. Hold on, let me stop. Let me rebuke this spirit right here. You're not obedient. You see what I'm saying? You bring a bone to a fight in a Judaism family, and you can rest assured you're in your farewell address. You bring a fight in an Italian family, and you guarantee you won't be Italian when you leave. Go over to Italy. Look at those. Go over to Italy. You it's only when it comes to us. Oh, we ain't gonna stay now. We're gonna be humble. No, you rebuke Jezebel. You cut Delilah down. You shut Ahab down. You shut that spirit down. You stop that foolishness. Because you know what? If you don't correct people, they'll never know they're wrong.
Amen. Come on.
I don't know. No. I call people out. You say I did that. Let me call your name out. I call your name out. Say something about me and I know and I call your name out. Okay. Come on. Bring it to me. Bring it. I don't mind. Bring it to the front. Since you still want to follow me, but you don't like me, might as well call you out. Why? Because when you're at a different place, you know spirit, you know people.
Yes.
Because you got to protect a legacy, and you got to support eternity. You got to bless somebody. You got to protect a legacy and protect eternity with all this foolishness. Foolishness. I had to tell a son. A young man last week, I was joking. I'm telling you, I'm not a joke. Who you think I am? I was a gentleman. I thought, I'm a joke. Oh, I was joking. I'm a joke. Oh, no. Oh, no. When it comes to the kingdom of God, I don't joke about that. I don't play about that. When it comes to the things of the kingdom, oh, I don't play. No, because there's lives at stake. It's souls at stake, people at stake. And what you want to play about, people want to pray about. You got to be in a totally different place. What's getting ready to come in this next month and the next month and a half? Man. Yeah. All I do is go. What's getting ready to be revealed? Some of you are going to be sick to your stomach. What's coming out about this coronavirus? What's coming out about all of this stuff going on with elections and all this stuff going on? All I'm doing is go. It's going to shock a lot of people. And some people are going to wish they hadn't. Let me tell you something. I'm going to end on this one, Mother Sydney. Everybody turn with me to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse 6. Let me do that. Let's go there. I'm not carrying along with a lot of stuff in this season. You follow me? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 26. Listen to this. Chapter 2. Now, I want to read verse 1, but you have to understand what Paul was saying. Saul, he's speaking, in the flesh, he's Saul. In the spirit, he's Paul. In the flesh, he's prayed for, because Saul means prayed for. So he is actually Paul now. He's humble. Because Paul, the word Paul means humble or small. Saul means being prayed for. So the being prayed for and the humbleness of Paul, Saul, this is how he says it. Because Paul is speaking from this dimension. He's speaking of this dimension in the spirit realm. So he's speaking of this. Here's what Paul says. Let's actually deal with verse 1. I want to deal with verse 1. I hope this is blessing somebody. I hope this is giving you some understanding and clearing you for your February month, because you got less than
what was the 1 Corinthians what?
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. All right. Okay. Mother, do you want to read that for me?
Yes, I'll read it for you.
Now, hold on. Let me do this real quick. The book of Corinthians is three letters that Paul wrote at Corinth. Now, Corinth was a hub of industry in Asia, the hub of industry and business. And they were known for the ancient astrodites and prostitutes in the temple. It was a big temple, and they're known for their hub of industry. So you deal with a lot of ancient perverse spirits. These were heavy perverse spirits, and it was the hub of industry. It was the marketplace city, and in this region, and so Paul was identifying the problem of the Corinthian church. And he was trying to give answers and solutions to the issues and to teach those believers of how to live in Christ during a corrupt time in society. Now, this is exactly what's going on now. Yeah. See, what you're dealing with, most of the people in the world, what you're dealing with in churches is you're really dealing with mafia. You're dealing with mafia, church mafia. I'll call something out, but I won't say it. You're dealing with a lot of religious mafia, because that's what it is, a lot of mafia. And so what you're dealing with is people controlling people, ruling over people. So Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church, and then let me put a pause here. Most churches today that deal with people who are becoming bishops, only thing they're doing is wearing the ancient Dagon stuff from the Catholic Church. The only thing they're doing is they're following Catholicism ways of Catholicism. So they're following. So they're preaching against the Catholic Church, but they're actually following the ways of the Catholic Church. But they follow everything they do. The garment, the hat, the ways, the act, you know, the everything. It's exactly to the detail. So, but they're preaching one thing, but they're being hypocritical in all those other areas. So they're still following the ancient system. You know, they're still doing all of the same thing. It's all the same thing. So what you got is a bunch of ritualistic people instead of a bunch of people that are spiritual-minded. They're ritualistic. They're ritualistic. And we got folks, and then you got a lot of Jezebel trying to be just like the ritualistic people. And God going to make the dog get them. The dog going to get them. Believe me, the dog going to get them. But see, you can only hide yourself so much. That's what it got to spirit with, wearing that makeup. Because see what Jezebel did, she was trying to hide, so she put on makeup. Makeup is not a bad thing to wear. You should just put a little toner on. Some people put on makeup, they look like a clown. But let me leave that alone. I ain't much of people with that. That ain't my business. You put on what you want to do. Let me say this. Look, so that's why you got the people talking about, well, you wear makeup, you are the devil. No, she was a devil when she put the makeup on.
Oh,
wow. Some people got know how to put on some earth tone and look beautiful. Then some people don't have to put earth tone on. They're so beautiful, they just need to put a little, what I call it, what is it? I'm trying to think of it because it's a beautiful thing. And they still can't. You got it, mother. You thank you, mother. Look at my partner right there. There you go, partner. You hit it right there. There you go. Thank you, mother. You hit it right there. Put the foundation on.
Yeah.
Now y'all follow me. See, I'm just trying to help the people out. You put the foundation on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the power. But let me go ahead on the read. I just wanted to deal with that spirit real quick.
Go ahead, mother. First Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 2. No, I needed to explain that because this spirit is polluting the church now. It's a polluted spirit, and it's polluting ministries. It's polluting people. And see, people are afraid to deal with this spirit because they're looking at numbers. I'm not afraid of that spirit. I dealt with that spirit for years and years and years. You got to confront that wicked spirit.
Amen.
You
got to
confront that wicked Ahab spirit. You got to confront. You got to deal with Ahab.
Amen.
You got to deal with his weak self. Yeah. He are the king. King Ahab. That's what he was. He was a king. King Ahab. King Ahab owned the palace. Well-known palace. Owned the palace. And he wanted to name his garden that was not far from the palace. What he did, his weak self, he didn't want his own garden, but he wanted hers. Ahab. I mean, he wanted to name it garden. Naamah, garden. So he go to Naamah and say, can I have your garden? Man, look at you. You're the king. You can build 20,000 gardens. No, you know why? Because he don't have an identity. You got certain preachers. They don't have an identity. So they want what you have. They want, you want what I got. I just work hard for this little place. No, because it's something about you. Your little stuff is really big to them. Somebody just missed the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't need to be way up there. You still affecting them right down where you at. For the what's on your life.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So he cried and came in the house crying. And the word said he was weeping, and that word, the weeping he was dealing with in the actual Hebrew means like somebody died. It was like a death. He was just that sad. He wanted that man land just that bad. Why? Because he didn't have nothing to sell. That's why it's Ahab. So she did what? She conjured up stuff. You see what people do? They'll conjure up stuff to get your stuff. They'll conjure up a lie. and then they'll write a letter. You know how they do. They'll go get other people. And this time, they ain't got to do a letter. All you have to do is get on Facebook, social media, email somebody, text message somebody, and you conjure up stuff. Don't even exist. It ain't even true. It ain't on the Richter scale. So she conjured up. It's called, the letter was called Murder, She Wrote. So she wrote a letter. So she can take somebody else's. She was taking somebody else's inheritance and giving it to her husband that didn't have an inheritance. She was weak and she was ruling. She already told you. She already told you she's never going to serve his God anyway. So what are you going to hook up with somebody that ain't going to serve your God anyway? What are you going to get with somebody who ain't going to follow you anyway? They ain't following you. It's almost like looking at somebody and they look you in the face and say, well, it makes no difference if we're going to be together or not. I'll never do what you ask me to do. We'll never be nothing, okay? So here's what you call. This is what you call borderline lunatic. Well, I still love you anyway. I want you anyway. But I'm letting you know, if you be with me, I ain't following you. I don't care what you say. Well, I still love you. I know what God showed me. What the heck is going on? Now listen to this. So in their mind, in that, I ain't gonna call it infinite mind, in that finite mind, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna change them. They don't know what I'm gonna do. Yeah, you the hunter gonna get captured by the game. That's a song by Mary Rare, written by Grace Jones. Yeah, you the hunter gonna get captured by the game. They don't even know. Let me get them. They just don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you think. The hunter got captured by the game. See, this all these songs made sense. See, I don't care what y'all talking about. This stuff made sense. When they were singing them songs in the day, they made sense. This stuff is senseless. This stuff. But anyway. So here you got the spirit. You feel you're going to change somebody. That's why you got all these marriages that are wrecked right now. I'm gonna marry them and I'm gonna change them. Yeah, you done already wrecked the marriage. You're on the road to perdition. You know what you were dating before you got married. Come on now. Hey, you up? Oh shoot! I don't know where I'm going here. I'm in the Arctic. Let me stay out here in the Arctic. It's freezing right now. It's in the Arctic. You know what you were married before you got there. Now, here you are and got married, and then now you want to change her clothes, change his clothes, change the way he wear. Wait, now, hold on. You met me. That's how you saw that fat, pretty brown frame. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. That's how we met each other. Now all of a sudden, you want to put me in 1863 garments, and then you looking at all the other stuff in the world, but you want to put me in 18. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all just need new people. That's what I'm talking about. You trying to change somebody. No, what you're doing, you're trying to chain them. You're trying to chain somebody. No, you chaining them. And the word of God said you should submit unto me. You ain't got a job. Leave that stuff alone. I'm just looking at it alone. Oh boy, good God Almighty! Mm-hmm. All right, let's get the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. My God, I'm telling you.
Amen.
I will go to Wells Mother Cindy, but I will need you to cheerlead me on this. You got a whole lot of people. Let me just go here anyway. I told you I'm in the Arctic right now. Let me go here because this is the old year. A lot of people, they need to understand. Now, look here. How in the world? Good God Almighty, help me out. How in the world you want to marry for security? Now, watch this. And you at a different place, and the person you married can't perform your needs in the bedroom. Oh, I need that stuff. God, help these people. Help these people. Lord, up there, I'm going at some stuff today. So anyway, she too. Mm-hmm. All right, Mother, let's read the scripture. Let me get out this Arctic cold right quick.
Amen. Second Corinthians.
First Corinthians, second chapter.
It said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not."
Hold on. Listen to this. He said he didn't come. Now, Paul knew 16 different languages. He was eloquent in understanding the Levitical priest. He knew the law. And he understands what Yeshua did. He knew all the details of the 12 disciples. He was part of the establishment of what would actually become the one of the original blueprints of the scroll. So Paul was not dumb by any imagination. He just was not one of the 12. But he definitely was the 13th. You better study the Catholic Church when you say 13th. So y'all better be careful when you use the 13th. Because that's a whole different number when I talk about dimensions. That's a whole different level of knowledge when you talk about number 13. Let me say this. So Paul understood who he was and what he was about. That's why if you read Acts chapter number 9, you'll see Paul received a letter from the priest to take out the believers. He got a letter. See, you got to understand the encrypted. That's why the book of Acts is called the book of action. He had to get a letter from the church to take out the church. That's a whole different understanding when you study chapter number 9. So God had to convert him, and his name wasn't Paul. His name was Saul. Saul means prayed for. So chapter number 9 of the book of Acts was the beginning of 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, parts of Romans connected to Philippians and Ephesians and Galatians, and you name them, until you get to the epistles. Then you're dealing with after James. Well, after you hit James, then you're going to the Peter, First Peter, Second Peter, First John, Second John. You're dealing with the epistles of the Bible, and that's a whole different dimension because now it goes right back to the revelation of the apostles, But let me just go here. Another reading, and so he said, I came not to you with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now go verse, go ahead, Mother, read.
For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with...
No, go finish that up. Go ahead, Mother, finish it up.
And I was with you in weakness and in fear.
Stop right there. Hold on, Mother. Now, read verse number 2 again. This is what Paul said. Verse 2, Mother, read again.
Okay. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Okay, now stop. He said, I didn't come to tap into your eloquent ways. I came to bring to you what Yeshua came on the earth to leave the impact. I didn't come for anything else but to speak about the experience I had with Yeshua on a road to Damascus. The sound he heard that came from Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is what I'm speaking. Saul, Saul, why have you forsaken me? Why have you persecuted me? Who are you? I am the Christ. He had a meeting at Damascus. So he's telling them, look, I heard a sound from Jesus that changed my entire life because I was blinded by the Catholic Church. Boy, let me just put it like that. Blinded by that religious world. So, and I have a letter to have permission that anybody that was converted, because the enemy hates anybody that's converted in truth. Along this path, they will kill, taken out, destroyed. So, and he told him, Saul, why persecute me? So that's what he said. He said, I've only come to speak what I've learned from Yeshua HaMashiach through Barnabas, through the teaching of through the teaching, Ananias, who would teach me, and I would learn the teaching. And he had learned for 3 years. Because Jesus died and returned in 3 days. The number three is critical there. So I'm just breaking numbers down so you can understand dimension and spirit realm. Why three means, because it's a divine time, divine time. It's divine. We're talking about divine time. All right, Mother, go ahead and read, Mother. You in the house. Okay, now let's go to verse three. Go ahead, Mother. Verse 3. If you didn't mute your line, Mother. You still there, Mother? All right. You there, Mother? Okay, let me finish. The big Mother phone. My phone started acting up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's finish. All right. Your mother's phone is acting up. Okay. So let me go ahead. Let me go right here.
Papa?
You that mother?
Yeah, my phone went out to the car.
Oh yeah, I know. I knew your phone was out to that mother.
Yeah. Is this a reverse three?
Yeah, go ahead, reverse three.
That's what I thought. I was reading it and I didn't hear anything. He said, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Mm-hmm. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak them of God in a mystery, even the hidden.
Mm-hmm. There it is. So Paul was letting them know what you're trying to do in your eloquent ways and your great powerful move. What I'm telling you now is that I'm not coming in there. What I'm sharing with you is the mysteries of the kingdom. I'm revealing to you that secrets that's been hidden from you, what's been encrypted. I'm revealing to you, yea, the deep things of the kingdom of God. I had a personal relationship with Jesus on Damascus, and I know what I'm about to teach you doesn't come from this Catholicism, from these high priests. It's come from another place. in the kingdom. This is a secret thing. I'm releasing to you the secret. That's why he went through shipwreck, being beat, being abused, being talked about. He changed the whole entire region. And they took a, he went into a city and changed the entire region. That's how the church at Philippi was birthed out, because he was preaching. And a damsel came that was making money for the region. And he cast the spirit out of her and all of her gain. She didn't even have power to flow in that realm anymore. And her masters were mad because he controlled that whole realm. That's the power he was showing you he had. So you talking about, you worrying about a witch in a chair, you got power over all the witches in the region. That's a witch over there. And really, what it really you just said is the witchcraft, it's rebellion. It's witchcraft, it's a spirit of rebellion. Some people don't even know what they call everybody witches, and they want themselves. They don't even know they don't even know the spirit was on them. That's the spirit of witchcraft. They're a witch over there. You rebellion, you ain't even following the man of God or the woman of God anyway. But anyway, go ahead, Mother Rita. I'm talking about the spirit realm.
Amen. He said, but we speak. Okay, verse 8. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. But had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Now, after he told you the mystery, he released to you the mystery. He said in that verse 6 that, listen to this. Now, read that verse number, verse number 7. Read verse 7 again. Yes.
Okay, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, was God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Now, had they known who Jesus Christ or Yeshua was, they would have not even crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because he came. He came to destroy. He came down to be a cure for a curse. He came down where death had power, it no longer had power. Because he died to revive us all through his perfected self. So he had the power. So had they known who he was, they would have never messed with him. Now, when they found out that who he was, that everything that they had, they were powerless, yet powerful to those who don't. When you don't know who you're dealing with, then you're powerless. When you know what you're dealing with, you're powerful. And people are afraid of anybody that comes into the knowledge of being powerful, full of power. And so those demons, when they found out that Yeshua, who he was, man, that was a whole lot of regret. That was a whole lot of battle. The Luciferian, Lucifer, all knew, man, that was a spiritual dimension. We should have never. My God, we should have never tapped into that had we known who he was. My God, and they know the power that you attain through the presence of God. Demon spirit fear you. When you come into the mystery, let me tell you something. When you operate in the hidden mysteries of God, when you could tell people when things are happening in the earth realm and people in secret societies didn't know themselves, a lot of power. When you could tell people who's going to live and who's going to die and they can't kill you, that's a lot of power. When you have power where they sent out sensory sound, there was a sound. You know, there's a sound wave in the land now. They got a sound wave. And many people took the shot. They got a sound wave. And this is a sound wave. You can't even hear the sound wave. It goes out. And it makes people lose their mind. If they can't even control you with the sound wave and the rhythm, they fear you. They'll send out a sound wave. It's a wave. It's a vibration, that is. The vibration. You hear people talking about vibrations. You hear people talking about energy, vibration. See, if they can't control you with those frequencies, they can't control you, period. Because you have power. See, they can control Jesus, the realm he was in. He dominated his realm. He ruled that realm. He made them obey the realm. Demons fear him. His biggest battles is those that were close to him. They were, half of them were doubters. They were weak. They didn't have power to cast out things. That's why he said, some things come out by fasting and prayer. And he said, because some that was on the ship, oh, you have little faith. You ain't got no faith. You got little faith. Y'all riding on me. So when he said, I have to go to the Father and leave the Comforter, Peter got mad. He had to rebuke the spirit. Satan, get behind me, Satan. I rebuke you. And then when he stood, he said, y'all, you're going to betray me. Peter said, no, I'm not. Look at the clock. He had the rooster crow. He ran. See, some people can't. Some people, their intention is good, but they have an attention issue. Their intention is good, but their attention, they got attention issue. So some of you will stand by yourself in this dispensation. You'll do it alone. I'm gonna be with you no matter what happens. You know what? Going in the timeout corner. You ain't gonna be here because you don't even understand the power. You don't even understand the spiritual realm. I know the Lord. I know the mighty presence. No, you don't. You're not even close. Totally clueless. No, you don't. Oh yes, I know. Yeah. Okay. Because people don't understand that dimension. They don't understand. It's good. It's just good to know. Absolutely. But they don't understand. They're not even ready for that level. The enemy will trick people. He will fool them. He will confuse them. And that's why, as believers, you have to know your place in the kingdom, how to move. Now, go ahead, Mother. We're done. After this, we're going to go down. Verse 9. Hallelujah. You still there, Mother? You got your line muted. Might have lost you again. Let me go ahead and read it.
Unmuted.
Huh? You read, Mother?
Phenomenal morning, Prophet. This is Prophetess Tina. She asked me to finish for her.
All right, go ahead and read some of that.
But as it was written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love. But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit.
Hold on. Stop right there. That scripture verse. But as it is written, it's already done. It's been already sealed. As it is written, the eye had not seen, nor ear heard. That's a spiritual dimension. They can't even see from that realm. They can't even hear from that realm. Neither have it entered into their heart, that level of the dimension. The power for which God has prepared for them who do what? That loved him. That's a spiritual dimension. They're blind to how God will use you. They're blind to the level of what's on your life and the things that the Lord put on your life and have for your life. That's a spiritual dimension. Now, go ahead and read verses 10, and then we'll stop.
Uh-oh. prophet. Verse 10.
Yes.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Okay, there you go. Let's stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. You see that spiritual dimension that you're in. He searches all of those things. Amen. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Mother. I got you. I didn't see that. But you, that's a spiritual dimension that you're in. That's a spiritual realm that you're in. There's a place in the presence of God that you're in that is so powerful that you wouldn't even imagine. That's a spiritual dimension for many people. When you operate in that spiritual dimension, in the spirit realm, that's a dimension. It searches, yet all the deep things of God, the deep things of God, what in you, not on a wall, not the idols, not the ancient mysticies and deities. All of those people serve ancient deities. You're moving it, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And what's the Spirit in us? For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. It searches those things. It's right inside you. Right inside of you, the power that you have in God. There's a level of God in you that is so phenomenal. And there's a place in you that is far greater than you'll ever imagine. You can walk in, breathe in, live in, and move in. It's so phenomenal of where you can be at in God. His presence. You can enter into a place in where you can, the angels will meet you in the spirit realm. You can tell them exactly what you want. Because the Bible says angels will be charged over you. A place you can move in God. Some people in they feel you in a dimension. Ooh, I was way up there. Let me tell you something. When you're way up there, you don't come down acting like you have. Let me tell you something. If you way up there in the spirit realm and you coming down acting like you acting, you ain't been up there with the Lord. You in your emotion. Because if you have an encounter with God, you ain't gonna be acting. You ain't gonna be coming down being a counterfeit. You ain't coming down with the same spirit on you. You ain't coming down acting the same way if you had an encounter with God. Because he's a spirit, and he won't deal with your flesh. Not at all. All right, let me stop. Well, bless the Lord for the saints today. I hope everybody's been blessed today. Thank you, Mother Sydney. I know she's in it, taking care of another assignment. Thank you, Prophetess Tina Rice, for stepping in. I bless the Lord for the saints of God on today. We thank God for God's will being done in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for what God is doing in the life of those who totally trust him and lean on. We have to lean on the Lord. He's our everything. He's our lifeline. I totally lean on God for everything. He's your strength. He's your rock. He's your safety. God, we need you. You are everything, and you are all in all. Thank God for where he's the strength of our life. He's your strength for some of you. He's the strength that you need. Thank God he is who he said he is in your life and for your life. But the stuff that some people have to deal with, You can thank God that the Holy Spirit is who he said he is in your life. thank God for the Lord. Thank God for what he's doing. God is gracious to many of us. All right, anyone got a question and comment for myself and Mother Sydney? Well, she stepped away a little bit. But anyone got a question and comment for her?
Good morning, Prophet Matthew. God bless you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Sydney. God bless you, Prophetess Rice, and all of those that's on the line. I just have a comment pertaining to when Mother Sydney was praying and when she was speaking in tongues. And you were right, sir. Her tongue sounded like a tongue of war. And as she was speaking in tongues, I heard it sounded like a Gatling gun. It literally sounded like a Gatling gun, not a machine gun, but it sounded like a Gatling gun. And then I heard again where the Most High God had released on Tuesday to me about he is clearing the land. And I heard that again as she was speaking in tongues and as that Gatling gun, the tongues literally, and I know you all heard it, it sounded like, to me, that's what God said, a Gatling gun. Mm-hmm. And Gatling guns, they clear, they annihilate. And the Most High said that he is clearing the land. And then Mother Sydney mentioned Ezekiel, and then the Most High brought back to me Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verses 24 through 38. So I just wanted to share that. But that's what her tongue sounded just like, a Gatling gun. Mm. And I was taught that he is clearing the land. So I thank him for that word. God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you too as well, woman of God. Amen. And that, the sound in the land. That's a sound in the land. So that's how you understand King Jehoshaphat when he said, when he told them, when it was going down to into Tekoa, and he said, believe in the Lord thy God, so should I be established. Believe in his prophets, so should I prosper. And he appointed musicians unto the Lord. That sound confused the enemy. And Mother's sound was a sound that went into the camp and confused enemy. It pulled down demonic stronghold. It went inside territories, and it destroyed and annihilated forces in that spiritual realm. It went inside and it eradicated demonic principalities and powers in the realm, spirit realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God is trying to see, let the people of God know, where he's taking you all in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. So we have to understand where we are at with the Lord in these areas of our life and the power for which we're carrying in God and the position for which we have in him. Over strong demonic forces. We have that power. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you once again. Amen. Sound. And that's why the enemy try to shut people down. He don't want you to talk. He don't want you to open your mouth. That's why certain ministries shut people down so they won't say anything. And then you got people hurting. They're not hurting. They're not hurting because the church hurt. They're hurting because what's inside of them is dying. The gift inside of them is dying. Then you just got people that gift already dead. They got to be one of the one to revive the gift. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Prophet Pastor. This is Prophetess Rice again. When Mother was in her prayer, I touch and agree with Sister Donna and also what you were saying. God showed me running with her. It was a lot of us running with her with our rifles, but what she had was clearing the land. It was like Vietnam, like it was a special ops team. that she was going so fast that clearing the way that it was hard to keep up with her. But it, for me, what God was showing me, the rankings and also who covers us in the forefront and how we still need to be in position, having their back in the prayer intercession also, too. And I'm asking God about ranking also, too, but she was literally clearing the way. God showed me her literally clearing the way. We were going through trees. We were in what it was like a special ops team. So I'm thankful God allowed me to be in position with her and then for her to contact me to have her back in being in position. And I'm thankful for that. Just God just confirmed a lot just in this hour. But God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, woman of God, for that. Because in this time, we need, when we're talking about the special forces in, like, Vietnam. See, Vietnam, they had to fight in the jungle. And her sound went through the Pan Goddess. The Pan Goddess is the Pan Goddess of the jungle, of the forest. And see, that pandemic spirit got to be broken and annihilated and destroyed off the mind of the people, the lives of the people. More people know about coronavirus than they know about the Bible. The coronavirus sound that superseded all the sounds. In the last 3 years, more people know about corona, anything else. That's the sound that got to be annihilated. They followed the corona sound. Everything, corona, COVID, corona, COVID-19, corona. They sneeze. That's the first thing people think, corona. Keep sneezing, corona. People choke themselves so they won't sneeze, corona. Cough, corona. Touch something, corona. Breathe too hard. Who you weaving? Corona. Everything is around that word, corona. So she had to go through this the pain goddess realm to shut it down. Some people lie. There are certain people that still don't let family members visit their house today. Why? Because I don't want to catch no disease. Okay. This very day, they still walking in fear. Well, I got to be careful. Be careful what? Well, yeah, be careful of who will touch me because you just don't understand. If they touch me, then that I'm subject to get that coronavirus. Enemy has bewitched many people. A lot of people have been trapped. Entrapped with that spirit. But we have the power and the authority over that principality. You have to know what you're up against. You have to overrule his biggest thought. That's the enemy. Amen. Knowing who you're, knowing what you're dealing with. You have to know what you're dealing with that spirit. Fair enough. So many people. It's a sad case. You think about all of the forces of the enemy and the trickery of demonic spirits in God's people. Hallelujah. The Lord. You.
God bless your servant.
God bless you.
Bless you, man of God. Amen. Yes, sir. To God be the glory. Amen. Certainly give honor to God. Give honor to you, man of God, to Mother Thelma Sidney. Powerful, man. Mother plan over the principality. Certainly give honor to my kingdom brothers and sisters. Man of God, I just want to say, man, always powerful, profound, and definitely prophetic for a time such as this, man. Even when you went to, I call it one of my favorite scriptures, when you went to 1 Corinthians 2 and began the dialogue from that place. Man, if people don't understand the powerful, prophetic, spiritual meaning that Paul was releasing from that place, man, God, my God, it's powerful. But anybody that comes to this conference line, man of God, if they are definitely religious and if they come in open to receive from the men and women of God that are releasing from this place, teaching from this place, man, they will be liberated from the religious mindset and from the things that come to captivate their mind, to put them in bondage. Man, you talking about a powerful wind that is blowing, man. I bless God for you and Mother Sidney. Y'all are tag teaming over there. That's powerful.
Yeah.
I had my intercessor team, prayer team, and the prayer warriors. I had them watch this movie last year called Interceptor. And I wanted to see what they got out of that movie because it had a lot of meaning in that movie. And they got, they graduated, they passed the test, man, and it was powerful because we up against real enemies, man, in principalities and high places and even in the religious world, Christendom. And if you don't have prophetic insight, have revelation, have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of the kingdom of God, man of God, they will keep going around that mountain doing the same thing, same stuff, over and over again, really not walking out their true deliverance, really not walking in their supernatural healing that God has set before us as his people. And that's why, again, people use it as a cliche, and I think I heard you say it the other day, it was prophetic, man, the remnant, and that's why you see a remnant of people that has not bowed, a remnant of people that are really men in their watch. They're carrying out the assignments and the mandate that God has set before us. Whether you are a prayer warrior, intercessor, whether you are a prophetic person, whether you are under the apostolic anointing and grace, or whether you are a prophet, and whatever office gift that God has called you to walk in the kingdom of God, man of God, we won't be going around those religious formalities. I was just dialoguing with a brother on this week about, I thank God for the things that I learned and experienced on this Christian journey or Christendom journey. But when God brought me over to the kingdom, man of God, I remember laying on my couch one Saturday morning, man, and had that encounter with God. I'm talking about it was almost like what Paul went through, an out-of-body experience. Man, he took me to a dimension doctor. Man of God, I ain't came down since, man. And I said, my God, it's mind-blowing, man. And God began to start revealing the mysteries and the secrets of the things, especially a lot of things that's hidden from the believers because of what they have been indoctrinated by, what they have been taught or told from the past. Because we all been done that. I hear you always talk about, you know, being a preacher kid, pastor kid, and coming up in that, you know, that setting. And when you had that encounter, because you knew you had a definite, you had a calling that you knew that it was unique, but because you wasn't getting the proper teaching and training of where you was at, you probably really didn't understand it until you really, really stepped out and let God do what he needed to do in and through your life. And I just bless God, man of God, and I would just encourage you as we continue to pray and intercede for you, man, and for the men and women of God that are in covenant with you, to stay in their right posture, in their position and place, because we can't keep repetitively doing the same old stuff, wanting to get results from the kingdom when we need to be doing exactly what God, because I think you were explaining a little bit about the translation, and we have to understand the word of God been translated too. That's why we can't get so caught up on all of the different translations that are out there to try to justify something that they want to do. Because I was dialoguing with a brother last year and probably a year before last. I think he had a place in mindset he's not going to change when he was talking about how grace and mercy, how, you know, that cover us, that keeps us even in the midst of us sinning. messing up. And I had to explain to him, and he didn't like the way that I was breaking it down or giving it to him because he thought I was bringing it from another way. I'm bringing it to you just the way that God is giving it. You just may not understand it because your mindset is closed. That's why I tell the people, take the cap off your mind so God can deposit and download in you the things of him. So when you go into the scripture, you'll understand it. When you go into prayer and intercession, the angels will begin to move. That's why Daniel didn't bow to that meat, doctor. He didn't bow to the king's food.
Yeah.
He didn't take it.
Right.
And that's why we in the body of Christ, man, we have to get under that good leadership, that good teaching, training, and equipping for the work of ministry. So we won't be in this competitive stage. We won't be in this competing stage. We won't be envy and jealous of another man or woman of God gifting. We have to come together as a team and work together as a team so that God can get the glory. If you call to intercession, intercede and pray. You call to release prophetic words, utterance that God is giving you for the people, release it. If you come to build, to pour in people's lives, not to tear them down, but to pour into their lives and build them up so they can know who they are in the kingdom of God, that they have their identity, that they can now come in to undergird support. I was explaining to the people the other day on the line about following your vision for the conference line. And when you submit to that and not be all over the place, but when God gave you the revelation about your divine order and divine alignment, we have to align to that. We have to be in order because anything out of order, man, you got chaos. And we don't need nothing chaotic in our lives in this hour. And that's why it's key for the intercessor, prayer words, pray it, intercede nonstop. We can't stop. Those watches, they're key. Those eight watches, they're key. They're key in every hour because the enemy, he ain't letting up on his job, man. His assignment is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's on his game
exactly,
real
brother.
Good.
Yeah.
He's on his game real good, but I just thank
absolutely.
God this morning, man, for what you releasing, the powerful prayer intercession that Mother released, amen, that brings some deliverance, healing to many people, to liberate them, set them free, that they can walk in there. They know who they are because there are some things coming on the earth realm, doctor, that many people aren't ready for, man. And we thought the pandemic shifted some things. Many people are not ready for the things that these fallen deeds. I heard you talk about that, Los Angeles. I was explaining that last year to the people about them fallen Nephilim, them demons, man. They real. They in manifestation now for real. They don't care. That's why you see, like you said, these sightings of these shootings, these mass shootings of different things in certain cities and states. That ain't nothing just happening just to be happening. It's happening for a purpose, for a reason. So that's why we need men and women of God that can see in the realm of the spirit, man, and release what the Lord is saying. Give us warning. Warn us. We are the grace and mercy, true, but warn us. Let me know, man, what's coming, what's ahead, so I can be prepared. So I just bless God for the intercession this morning and for what you shared, man of God, again. Powerful, profound, and prophetic for a time such as this. Bless you on this morning.